the doomscroller, the phone where the moon should be. The moon's old warning, illusion, half-light, the pull of what's hidden now arrives one infinite scroll at a time. It's later than you meant, and the only light in the room is the 1/6 inches from your face. You told yourself one more video, one more thread, one more you have to see this, and the promise kept renewing itself like it always does. The real moon is out there somewhere, doing its slow, patient, unrefreshing thing, and you haven't looked at it in days. This is the card's caution, offered gently. Not everything you're chasing at 2 a.m. is a revelation. Some of it is just the feed keeping you fed. Your thumb is moving faster than your eyes can actually read. Tomorrow will ask more of you than tonight's scroll is giving back, and the questions you're avoiding by staying lit up won't answer themselves in the dark. What may cross your path? The alarm goes off before you've actually slept, snoozed under the weight of one more clip. Your thumb moves to the next post before your eyes finish the last one. A friend texts you up, and you are, for reasons you'd rather not explain. The charger cord reaches all the way to the pillow, and you notice you did that on purpose. Put the phone somewhere your arm can't reach it without standing up. The thing you're scrolling to avoid will still be there tomorrow, better handled with sleep in you. Your mantra, I can let the night stay dark.